very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 10th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the nation's number one sport, soccer, and the Warriors' victory on Sunday in South Africa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 AM frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindevele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the COSAFA Cup final that was played yesterday in South Africa.
Zimbabwe continued their supremacy over superiority over Zambia in the COSAFA Cassidy Cup finals by winning 3-1 in Phokeng, South Africa, on Sunday to lift the trophy a record 5 times. Successful Zimbabwe continued the unbeaten record of veteran coach Sande Marimo or Sande Chizamba in the tournament.
And of course, earlier on today, we spoke to Zifa President Philip Chiangwa, who says that this is only a harbinger of things to come. Of course, this is Mr. Chiangwa's trophy in the cabinet ever since he took over from Katibet Dube. And it has been long since Zimbabwe won anything. And the Warriors are returning to Harare tomorrow from South Africa. And Mr. Chiangwa is urging all sports fans to go to the Harare International Airport and give the Warriors a hero's welcome, Gibbs.
If you used to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Zimbabwe Warriors ishayisibili kuna ngale yapota ngale kwe Zambia ichipolopolo pela yaicha 3-1 siyabonga sibili abafana bayenze inkalathi yomsebenzi kodwa ke lobo benzile umsebenzi siyakwazi ukuthi inxa imali ngahlupha ukuthi bazuze lapha lalapha kodwa ke umnumzana Philip Chiangwa uyakhuluma lapho uthi hey bantu liwahlangabeze ama Warriors kusasa eHarare International Airport babebuya phela bethwele inkomitsho yekosafa so lokhu njengoba Blessing akubeka lapha ngokuqala ukuthi uPhilip Chiangwa abe le nkomitsho lokhu Katibet Dube wasuka emfowethu so akukhanyazani kulokhu thaba kuziva lapha.
Of course, Gibbs, phones to Harare are a bit problematic. Bulawayo, the same thing, most parts of the country. But we want to urge our listeners to just keep calling, and we want to talk about what this success means. But the first thing is that we have heard that a number of clubs in South Africa do want to buy Zimbabwean players, such as Ocean Mushure, and others are asking about Knox Mutisgwa and the Highlander star Prince Dube. So please do call us. Phones are a bit problematic, but please don't give up. Hongo makasununguka kamadzadiwa kuti munge muchitifonera kuti titaure zvinoreva kubudirira kwakaita chikwata cheZimbabwe kusimudza mukombe weCOSAFA mushure mekurova iyo Zambia 3-1. Uye vachiyangu hariku kurudzira vanhu kuti vaende kunhandare yendege yeHarare International Airport tangunzwa kuti muruda kuenda here kuno chingamidza nekukorokotedza vakomana vakakwanisa kunge vachibudirira. Chikomana Knox Mutisgwa ndo chakaitwa icho player of the tournament, mutambi anonzi akatamba zvinonwisa mvura kudarika vamwe vose. Kuchitiwo Ovid Karuru ndiye akagoesa zvibodzwa zvinenge zvakati wandei 6 goals kumutambo iwo vachiterwa naKnox Mutisgwa. Kuchitiwo Ocean Mushure angaine 4 goals, Knox angaine 5 goals. Vamwe vari kuti pamwe Ovid Karuru ndiye angakaitwa ifanira kuitwa man of the tournament. asaiwa vanhu vakavhota nyanzvi dzanga dziriko dzikataiwa nokusimutizwa ndiye anenge akatamba zvinonwisa mvura uye ndiye akamwisawo chibodzwa chekutanga chezimbabwe payakarovapo zambia 3-1 nemusi wesvondo gibs
Ibambe, womanje ke tingasiponti silobanda pecingweni ye so I think we are joined by our first guest and that is Tandazani Mgcinekhaya. So Tandazani Mgcinekhaya is a former Islanders player. He's now based in South Africa. I guess he stopped playing now. He's doing some other business. Mgcinekhaya, how are you?
I'm fine, sir, Mr. Dube. How are you?
Oh, very good. And how is South Africa?
South Africa is very cold. How is blessing?
I'm doing great, my brother. How are you?
That's good, my brother.
Yes. Zimbabwe beat Zambia 3-1. Is this something that you were expecting?
Yeah, according to my own point of view, it's good news to the Zimbabweans. I wish people, everybody celebrating, because this thing of running around looking for food and money, they will rest a little bit just for 5 minutes to enjoy their victory.
That's very true. You see, people can't be talking about bank use and all that. At least they have something to smile about.
Yeah, because the people, if you find 2-3 people, they are talking about the politics and the situation at home. But I think as from yesterday evening, everybody is talking about soccer here, soccer in the bars, soccer in the dressing room, soccer in the poker store, everywhere, soccer. You are very happy about it.
Indeed.
I wish the boys can keep on the spirit.
There is also the chant, I think, that is coming up. We hope they will continue winning gifts.
So now, looking at the Warriors and the way they actually performed, do you think that maybe they can keep this squad or maybe integrate it to the Chan kind of squad, all those kind of things? What's your thinking about that?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think there are 3 national team coaches and 3 teams at the same time. So we can't say they can take this squad to this and that because Norman Mapes is having his own team. Sunday Marimo is having his own team. Now there is Raman Kumbo. You see, it's too complicated there. But if it was one coach, I was going to say no. Maybe he can take three quarters of the whole team and go with them to Kosafa, this and that.
Is it not
but
that?
I know there will be some changes with some few months to come.
Oh, yes. I thought this was a developmental kind of squad, you know, like there's got some youngsters as well, right? About 5 of them.
Yeah, but people like Inox and Kizwa and the others, this guy for Polokwane City, the goalkeeper.
Chigova, Ovid Karuru, even Oshod
Mishure. You can say they are youngsters, already they are matured people. You know, in Zimbabwe, I think they have got one problem. Or I can say in Africa. You know, if you go to Europe and other countries down there, you find somebody, a 15-year boy is now playing on the national team. But in Zimbabwe, if somebody is 27, that's when we say it's youngsters. Whereby 27 is an old age when it comes to football.
You know what that reminds me of? Tandazani, there was this player from a certain African country. I will not say which country.
I know.
But you see, he was 23 in Europe, and his twin brother was turning 40 in Africa.
You see, that's how problem which we have got, especially in Africa. I can't say it's only Zimbabwe alone, even South Africa, here and other African countries.
Yeah.
It's just the same. But if it was Europe and the rest of that side, you find just, I think there was a boy who was playing for, is it Indian or what, 17-year-old boy. Yeah. That is marvelous.
That's true.
You'll be knowing that you're having the star for the future.
I think that's what Zambia was also talking about, they could not field players from their sides who were playing in the African club champions, and they'd brought many youngsters and hoping to build from there.
Yeah, I think they are almost 80%. Like what I was wishing on my side, I wished is if Zimbabwe can send the under-20s. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Now it's the team for the future. But now with these 3 teams, the 3 national coaches, we're going to start from zero again.
Mm.
I don't know. I know they are saying there are advantages and disadvantages because Mapesa is committed to his team where he's employed at Platinum Stars. Sanza Chitsama is committed to his own team. Rama Lukumo is committed to his own team. So there's no full-time national coach. So you see, we've done well, but now we're going to restart again.
Thank you, Tadazadi. Yeah. Please do stay on the line. And we are now being joined by sports commentator Wellington Tony. Wellington, long time. How have you been?
I'm fine. How have you been doing, guys?
We are doing great. And I am told it's very cold. Tadazadi was saying it's very cold in Southern Africa.
It is definitely very cold. I think it was because of too much rain that we experienced during the rainy season. So very chilly.
But it was warm yesterday, right after the Warriors' victory.
Yeah, even today it's a little bit better, but sometimes the temperatures normally drop early in the morning and late in the evening.
Thank you, Wellington. Gibbs.
Now, if you talk about the weather, you know, it reminds me of this picture that is circulating on social media. Where there are cows around the fireplace. Have you seen it? So, Baba Tony, I was telling you, but Tavi, they go to a Kulavan Makulma, I bet I will squat lock. One is this for now, eh?
I will not tell you about the corner. In the corner, maybe the composition of the team generally, you know, Ubayo, I handle the trust Kosafa of how the tournament young corner was conceived in the first place. Because basically, Kosafa is a development tournament. But when it is a development tournament, and then when you have a
Unfortunately, we got cut off there. We'll try to reconnect with him.
He was basically saying that what Tadazan was saying, and you know, saying, you know, we've got all players maybe participating in that tournament, yet it is a developmental kind of tournament. So if you feature some old people like me and you, man, are you developing or not?
It's a problem. This one is saying that, you know, there are some players who were being overlooked by the coaches. And this Kosafa tournament has actually exposed some coaches for dropping very good players. Godi Gion, the performance was good. And that means our champion, he says the performance was very good. And he also says it's a victory for our boys and the coach. But they should improve, especially on the midfield. We lost balls and we lost possession unnecessarily. All the time, and our coach should stop experimenting on crucial matches, e.g. our game against Lesotho. But I think the coach was saying that, you know, unlike Zambia, Zimbabwe was playing about six matches, you know. Zambia, because it had a bye, this was their third match. So to prevent fatigue, the coach had to continually rotate players. And sometimes there were players sitting on yellow cards, like Chigoa in the match. I think that he's talking about. They were afraid that he was given another yellow card, he would not play in the final. So, I mean, that is to be taken into consideration, too.
So, I think we've got Zimbabwe's number one Warriors supporter. Number one usually is associated with presidents, right?
Yes.
So,
Zim one.
This is Zim one Warriors guy.
Or Warriors one.
So, Warriors one, Mr. Jagata. That is Mr. Alvin Jagata. He's in South Africa right now. I saw him celebrating in a bus, you know, he was dancing. And somebody was even lifting him at the stadium.
Yeah.
Hey, Jagata, how are you?
Yes, how are you, guys?
You know, we're good, and you?
I'm better. I couldn't be any better.
We know you didn't sleep yesterday, yeah?
I just need to be celebrating with the boys. We're just here.
Uh-huh.
And Alvin, on Friday, you were one of our guests, and most soccer fans here predicted that Zimbabwe was going to win by only 2-1. And you remember that other fan who said that it was going to be a 1-1 draw, and then Zimbabwe will lose 5-4 on the penalties. Does this 3-1 victory shock you at all? Is this what you're expecting?
I was actually expecting a win by a bigger margin.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we created a lot of chances, we played well, and we knew that our team was just too strong for Zambia. So I'm not convinced with the 3-1, but I accept it. But yeah, I would have accepted it. I would have been happy if you would have won by a bigger margin. Zambia, they were not too strong,
mm-hmm.
like our team.
Mm-hmm. And everyone is talking about the Zimbabwe supporters, very supportive at this tournament. Can you tell us just briefly how the atmosphere was like at the stadium yesterday?
Wow, the atmosphere was electric. The people, because there are many Zimbabweans based in Rustenburg, and others had to drive all the way from Johannesburg, others had to drive all the way from Pretoria. So the people, they were just cooperative. We painted the stadium yellow and green, and we were singing on the top of our voices and, you know, doing gestures. And we created an intimidating atmosphere for our opponents. And the players, they responded well to our support.
Gibbs.
Yeah, mkunaka ukuqhathekeka nganani ukuthi abantu besekele iqembu lamaWarriors.
Sabathule lapho umbuzo omuhle kakhulu lo.
Mhm.
Lokho kufana lokusekela ubuzwe bakho.
Mhm.
Ngabe ngathi bomnyumnyaka yenza omnye president weBotswana ethi umuntu mele azigqaje ngobuzwe bakhe.
Mhm.
Isizwe esingalawa masiko ayisho sizwe silahlekile. So lati uzisekele iWarriors siyayithanda sibili kuthi nje kulezinye izinto ezingabe zisikhuba lapha nalaphana. For instance, yabona uChiyangwa umongameli weZifa.
Mm.
Kodwa kusasa uVictor Sedensa lapha emaralini ezanu PF usuzibuza ukuthi manje wena ongasupporti izanu ususiya ngapha.
Mm-hmm.
So kade joystick kusasa abantu babuye behlabeza ithimu. Abanye balesifiso kodwa kusasa sekufaka nepolitics, but omunye sebona ngathi holo umuntu usefaka nepolitics angisoze ngihambe.
Mhm.
So kona kodwa uqhayeka tete kakhulu ukuthi sisekele abafana.
So
kwenze lawo labo khona bezaba lenkuthazo babe nendlabuzana kwenze ukuthi ngiphane ndlalela isizwe sami.
Mhm. Mhm. So vele kuyethusa abantu ukuthi uze ukuthi abu yanini phela lize lihlangabeze iqembu then so ngani into zombangazwe he?
Ya, uyabona so ngazathi kulo mbangazwe phansi ngaso kuyipolitics.
Mhm.
Umunye lancade ekhulekile selangahamba ugcine sekuthatha ngenye indlela ukuthi nga uChiyangwa uya ngathi uyaphungula indaba zepolitics zakhe zingabi segcekeni kakhulu. Okunye la masponsor abanye bakukhangela kokuyala bakukhangele ngenye into bakujaje ngenye indlela ugcine bebuyela emuva.
Yeah, kunjalo sibili. Yeah, so kancane khonapho mnumzana sike sixoxe lapha lot blessing. So what Ngcineka is saying is that it's good to support your national team, but at times, you know, you can see that Mr. Philip Chiyangwa is associated with ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
So he says whenever he's in that camp, people get some kind of cold feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says tomorrow, as Chiyangwa has put it clearly, he says go and, you know, receive the boys at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But he says that appears to be politics, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Why having people to be rallied towards that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of people going on their own, just
mm-hmm.
tell them, oh, the boys are coming.
Mm-hmm.
So they mobilize each other and go there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tom Bozuka kwa uri, Alvin, pane pangapa ita mtaoro kuti ndiana akatamba zvino nwisa mvura kumutambo uyu kana twatingati player of the tournament pakati pamutizwa na Ovid Karuru. Wakaonawo sei kusarudzwa kwakaitwa mutambo?
Yeah, tinokuti vakomana vazhinji vedu vechikwata chedu vakatitambe zvinoguta zvokuti famba ine mukana wekuti play of the tournament yaigona kutorwa na Ovid Karuru kana Nokus Mutizwa wacho kana talent chawapiwa kana even Ocean Mushure vakomana vese vakatamba. Saka but tichikungofadza ndiye kuzoni mukombe wakauya kunhikiriwo play of the tournament wachoni wakauya kumukomana wetimu yedu and the guys they are happy because vari united. Saka whether trophy yatorwa na ngirigine play of tournament na OVG or yatorwa na Noxi or nani, they will appreciate him for his team effort.
Tinotenda zvikuru nekunyatsojekesa apa. Regai tiende kuvateereri Gibbs.
Hino mukululi ozetumwani. Baba mukululi, kunjani?
Nyapira Nkosi, kunjani?
Mpire kakhulu, kunjani gogo?
Hayi gogo, kurayiti kakhulu, umqando kuphela.
Unjani umqando walo nyakati?
Hayi kuyaqanda mntakababa.
Ungaqonga khona kunjani? Ya, emafoni eZimbabwe ahle bafowethu. Ezama ukhuluma nomkhululi lapha yakhe yabhonkoka nje. So he was just telling me about the weather before we went into soccer things.
He said it's very cold.
Very cold. Ngoko ye.
Regai timbotsvage mukoma munyaradzi midzi. Makadii mukoma munyaradzi?
Tinofara, makadii zvei?
Aiwa tiripo. Makaoenda here kumutambo mukoma munyaradzi?
Ndakakundikana kuenda, nekuti akabatikana nezvakaita zvebasa sei. Asi ya, tinotenda, tinofara zvikuru. Kana nemi yonge CD7 mamboedza kutsigira mukuti tisapote team shuwa, tinotenda izvo.
Aiwa tinotendawo nemiwo.
Asi nyaya iri kundinetsa zvaidi, nyaya iri kundinetsa inini zvekuti anoona kuti kumusha vakawanda. Halo?
Taura henyu.
Ndiri kurwadza kuti anoona kuti kumusha izvozvo vanhu vari kukwanisa kuti vaone bhora, kana kuti vari zvezvi zvinonyatsa kuitika munyika. Vanhu vanokwanisa kuona bhora, vanhu vanoenda kungoonera bhora kubhawa. So bhora iri ranga risangati riri chinhu chemhuri, kuti mhuri yese ingave Zimbabwe zvino ari kupi, ari kwagutu, ari kugoko, yanga achizoona kuti timu idi yakati izvozvi mukaenda kumukafoni vanhu kumuti havatozivi kuti kunoitora nenendikosa hatizviziva. Asi varume vashoma shoma vanoenda mumabhawa vayani vari kukwanisa kuti vanoona bhora. Saka zvii zvinotibata zvikurusa zvekuti ndoti kana ungada kuti mhuri yese Zimbabwe yazivi kuti zviva zviri kuitika timu yakahwina tichifara tese neuye 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 aruku ane munaona mai. Ndo nyaya yekundibata chete iyoyo. Ndo parikundibata asi inoenda kuti dai chinzi zvinhu zvichagadzirikawo nerimwe zuva. Ndongova yekuti mhuri yese Zimbabwe ingadai ichifara every corner of the country.
Aiwa tinotenda.
Ndotenda hangu, ndotenda nekufemera kwamaita, asi ndoti vari kupisa kwangu kugoke kwachiriyako ndinovafarisa zvikurusa, ndatenda.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma munyaradzi.
Neni ndinotenda zvikurusa.
Gibbs, that's munyaradzi midzi there. Tine vamwe vateereri vanga vachinyorawo paFacebook page yedu. Donald Mamboma, mumutsigiri weStudio 7 mukuru yaroti vakadadisa vakomana mhofu vakaronga timu zvakanakisa, nesuwo vatsigiri takaenda neuwandi hwedu kunhandare. Jeffrey Chamu Musiwa anoti vakomana vakadadisa ende ndinofunga kuti zviri nani vasare vaite zviri nani vaite chidzambwa murayiridzi wemaWarriors nekuti aratidza kuti ane unyanzvi hwese. Then Manavira Prince anoti kana zvikaramba zvakadai zvemaWarriors itowana kufamba tichiita nharo dzenhabvu panoita vamwe nharo, asi panenge pane shura apa. So he says that at least now we can stand and argue with others at the pub.
Yeah.
You know, people will be talking about soccer because of this victory. But he says,
not too good.
Not too good. But,
now we can talk.
He hopes the trend will continue. Then we have Boaz True, already happy, happy Warriors, but Kuru Zero, Yedu Ndiye Kuti, Vachi Angwa, Vaone Kuti, Ma Players, Abada Rosaganaka. Poshia Mambo Mahachi, anoti job well done, Warriors. Tigere Wakaipa, Wakasungira Vavengi, play for me. Good defense. Would you have?
Slova ke ubheka impilo uthi khona into edinayo leyo yokuthi badlalise abantu beHarare abanengi. You know, some, there are some people like I was talking to you earlier on that they're saying that the composition of the squad is not too good. So they wish maybe you can have more guys from Bulawayo. Maybe like what the Reinhard Fepish squad used to do, but this depends on the kind of style of a player that you want, and at the end of the day, it's a question of picking the good guys at a certain given time. So, but Pekimpiro is saying, there are too many people from Harare. Then we've got Lazarus who says, oh yes, Bafana Betu, Salibonga Kulienze, Intuente, Lingas Kota Loksasa, Uti Lisenze Lokfanayo. Uso Puege, Lo Choram, Choram Yana Uti, Abafana Bagiti Sibili, Bayan Zega, Siatanda Kuluti, Bakube Sensanjalo. Kuzobuya ke labanye ababili lapha umuya ngkona wathi mbone xa kuzavula kuhle blessing engwane le trust endlovu uthi thank you siyabonga well done boys ya lenze kuhle kakhulu lati lasenza abantu this guy is very happy says yeah now he can be a person among people you know so he's very happy about it then we've got another person polite makuba maposa says congratulations warriors and then we've got blessing tafatsu anyakumbo he says well done Sunday Jumofu Chitambo and the boys then we've got friend Kovela he says congratulations to my neighbor Zimazi Zimbabwe I don't know who Zimazi Zimbabwe maybe that's a neighbor then Nathaniel Munetsi says amhlophe silifisela konke okuhle ma-warriors then kuzobuya uGrace Makufa uthi well done guys bakhomana bethu mazwida yeah then I've got Trust Chibato says amazing Zimbos congratulations bakhomana then Max Ngozana says congrats warriors then Big Mama Zola says congratulations ma-warriors etu and then we've got Brian Chingaute says congratulations Zim warriors So I think there's a lot that we'll read as time goes on, but let me read maybe these two. Nkululi Nkala says, Amhlophe kwele Zimbabwe. Lo Vusa Letwaba says, Sijabule kakhulu ngalokho kwenzakeleyo. Yeah, so maybe we've got a lot of these people who are saying, congrats, you know, I love it.
Let's go back to Tandazana. Are you on the line?
I'm on the line, boss.
I think we lost Alvin. We'll try to get in touch with him. But Tandazani, the Chinese say, the color of the cat does not matter as long as it catches mice. So does it really matter that Zimbabwe has three coaches at the moment as long as they are winning? Is there a problem?
Yeah, there's a problem. There's things which you call in football, continuity. Yeah, there will be no continuity. If I can tell you his chance is coming, it's just by the corner now. Raman Kumo is going to pick all his players from maybe those ones, not even a single player from this team which have played. After that, when Mapesa is coming, he's going to pick his own team. So you see, we'll be having already three different teams. But if it was only one coach or all these cups, it's one coach, he was going to try to, three quarters of his team were going to go to all these cups. That's why I'm saying there's no continuity. Because Raman is going to restart from the start. Norman Mbappeza is going to go maybe overseas looking for players who are playing abroad, this and that. Yeah. So there's no continuity total. Yeah, they can say, hey, Mbappeza is committed to FC Platinum, but for the national team, they were supposed to get someone who will be full-time. Anyway, they are crying about money. That if the three coaches for a national team, I think the government have to chip in for his salary, this and that. Even if the sponsors are there, they'll be helping with transport, this and that. But the pay must come from the government. Yeah, because that is he will be just acting as like a civil servant.
Yeah.
So like as far as I'm concerned, they are supposed to be given something, some rewards. Yeah, not some pond notes.
Yeah. Okay, I think Wellington Tony is back. Yeah. The phones are a bit problematic. Tony?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing great. And Tony was talking about what the last time
let him remind us. Tony, you wanted to say something very important before the phone cut off. Tell us a bit about what you wanted to say.
Yeah, I was saying that people maybe they are justified in the way that they look at the competition and the way that they are criticizing the team because the major thrust of the tournament is development of players and identifying a talent. So if you are going to have a team that has got 31-year-olds, that has got 30-year-olds, that has got 29-year-olds, I think that defeats the entire purpose. If you are going to have a team that has about 3 to 7 of the players that are playing in South Africa at the expense of the players from your local league, I think that it defeats the entire purpose. That is probably one of the main reasons why, at the end of the day, CAF under Issa Hayate at that time came up with the African Nations Championship, so that these other local players are also given an opportunity to perform at these other tournaments. So maybe people are justified, but at the end of the day, I think we should be joining the nation in celebrating the record 51.
Yes, siyabona njalo Tony, wena uvela eMatweni region. Kula abanyangwane bakhona ona baba. Bathi hayi ungazange kula abantu abalutshwana vela khona ngale. Baqinisile yini kumbe kume njani?
From this region, I think one of the best talents that we have that shares me from this region, Mfana Twangu Bukosi Slanda, Ogo Band Rovers, I think is the leading scorer. One of the leading scorers go Premier Soccer League, Kasilaka Premier Soccer League. That's, the boy is only 18 years old. And that is his case, Abasifunayo, to develop, his case, Abasifunayo, to showcase their talent, and his case, Abasifunayo, to be seen by Ama Scouts. Because honestly, Ama Scouts, when they come in there, they're not coming to look at Ama 31 year old. They are coming to look at those, particularly between the ages of 18 and 23 and 24 there, somewhere there. Not around one 31, 32, or things like that. But they are coming to look at fresh talent and new men.
Mm-hmm. So what Tony is saying is that there is an 18-year-old boy who causes Banda. I think he's saying he plays for Banda Rovers. See, the boy is prolific and is the top goal scorer right now, but he was not even considered for the squad. And he says this is the age that Kosafa is looking for. They're not 31-year-olds, you know, all those kind of old players.
Of course, the coach said that he had a limited pool to select from, also mostly because they did not want to disrupt the league or disadvantage any team. I think that's why you saw that he was picking at least one player from every club, and not even one from Capes United, which are the champions, because it was also playing in the CAF tournament. And I think competition was rather tough. And this particular tournament, I think you have players playing in Africa, right, in South Africa and Zimbabwe. So you're combining those two leagues. But for Chan, Chan is just specifically for players who are applying their trade in Zimbabwe. So I think that is where most local players will have the opportunity also to showcase their talent. But of course, the point remains that there is need to introduce those youngsters actually at these tournaments so that you can also expose them to this level of competition in and ease their transition into the national team. But I think maybe Zimbabwe just wanted to win something.
They wanted to have a trophy. So after this drought, you dedicate the Kosafa and 500,000 rands.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just going all out to at least win something.
Yeah.
I think Tandazali initially talked about the problems that, you know, on a serious note, people are facing at home. You know, there's no cash, unemployment and all that. So this is, you know, at least something that can unite the nation. But at what expense? That is the question, you see. Zambia did bring a lot of youngsters, and they are saying they are very happy that, you know, they will be the backbone of their future national team, Chipolopolo Gibbs.
And what we know is that while they were away, there was a state of emergency declared in Zambia. Maybe they were so scared they couldn't
there.
Play well. Anyway, that's politics. So, Tunaka, when you look at when you look at issues to do with, you know, specifically Kosafa as a developmental kind of scenario. So, what can be done by Zimbabweans in order to stick to that? You know, instead of maybe giving so many apologies about picking one guy here, picking the other there, planning maybe does it come in there?
Yeah, I think that's why I said to you, if they've sent about the mostly under-20s, to me, I was going to say, no, Zimbabwe have got a future. Hello?
Yes,
I can hear you.
Yes, we're listening.
Yeah, to me, I was going to say 100%, 120% well done. But now, as my friend is saying, if you see that I told you somebody is 21, 29 years, but they say he's a youngster until when?
Mm-hmm.
There are boys, very little boys who are there. I think even a coach, they were supposed to look for some for 2000. Maybe the assistant to Mapes. He's the one who was supposed to coach all these teams in the absence of Mapes.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the senior coach is there, that's when he's going to elaborate this, so-and-so is doing this, so-and-so is doing this. That's why I said we need continuity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I guess when this... it's like, look what was done by German.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, German, when they went to the cup which they were playing, they sent only the juniors, the youngsters. So which means they've got a future with that team. Believe me or not, German is going to win the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Say that next coming year in Russia or the coming one.
Mm-hmm.
Because already they've planned for that team. But it seems we didn't know that there's a competition which is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach was appointed in the last minute, so there was no... That's why he's saying he was just cheating here and there. But to me, it's not an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
There was poor planning from Zifa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were supposed to pick somebody, maybe the assistant to Mapes or number three or whatever, and again a junior coach for the future.
That's very true. Thanks, Tandazani.
Yes.
Please do stay on the line. Tina mkoma Donald, variku South Africa, mkoma Donald, varikuti vakaenda kumtambo iwoyo. Mkoma Donald, zvaka mira sei?
Mkoma Blessing, takaenda takasimuka nowandu.
Mhm.
Kano tigira vakomana kuroya for game.
Mhm.
Ende maZimbabwe akaratidza kuti takabatana panyaya dzebhora, tinofarira mutambo wedu, tichigira vakomana kuti tine confidence navo vakomana.
Mhm.
Ende havana kutinyadzisa, takainda tikafara, tikavakudza, vakaitawo zvavakaita, zvakafadza chaizvo.
Mhm. Manga muri vangati
ah. Takainda takawanda maZimbabwe, side rekuMazimbabwe ndo ranga rakara, side rekumaviri yakweroya wapo game ndo ranga, pano kune vasupporters vakawanda, tisu, ku side rekuMozambique, rekuZambia vari vashoma shoma.
Mhm.
Takata hosta zvanga zviri kutambira murufaro mimi azvambira kuti dziri kutaura.
Yeah.
Ndakata hosta saka zvata hatakona kuti tikutadze kuhwina pakada kuti atachisa taka hosta.
Mhm.
Takataka takamobilaiza vanhu ende tachifara tijamba takafara kuona ana simiti yangu variko but tokokumbira kuti vazobhadhara vakomana kumberi.
Handitika. Haiwa tinotenda zvikuru kwa Donald.
Zvakafadza chaizvo mukoma.
Mhm. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Vakanga vari kujo vakabva kuJoburg vakauya vakabva kuPretoria avo vamwe vanosapota mutambo wose vakauya saka zvakafadza mukoma Blessing. Here ndokwatiri saka tomobilaiza vakomana kuti haiwa handei totigira vakomana napa final wako.
Aiwa makaita
zvakanaka. Asi mukomana anozvani ndikavapiwa akatamba bhora.
Anogona bhora.
Mukomana anozvani vanonokuti hongu vakatamba but mukomana anozvani talent yavapiwa ndaifanga kuti amene of the tournament.
Mhm.
Mukomana iye unotamba bhora zvekuti chero handifungi kuti uchadzokera kumuchatorwa kutotengwa handifungi kuti uchadzokera akadii.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald regai tipindire vamwe muchirongwa.
Orait mukoma.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
That's Donald is our.
Mhm.
One of number one that Jared.
Indeed.
Yeah. So mnuza nage uspasa chuma lape kumani. Baba chuma kunjani. Spasa chuma kunjani kumani kuna hapo.
Hello.
Yeah, kunjani mtu mtala.
Kona ni jandani.
Sia pei la chuma. Kuchutu ubole njani. Mjalo maure ya zlo.
Hai, mjalo maure ya zlo. Mwamine siji. Kakhulu chayela ihlombe abafana lo ochi wawuijangwa lo hayi badlalekise abafana kakhulukazi ikakhulu umkhoiabana bana baliyenze kahle kakhulu akhangele ukuthi ikhangele itimu yathi wazi siba lokudobha oyedele yedorakana laphana lokuzenise kakhulukazi isangaphambanisi yabanye dlala iligi yabo nayo lapho yenze kahle kakhulu. I'm going to go to the hospital. kati yeye kushuka tizanda kama yeye kushuka kuchia wamu kila wakana kuta ili mstori cha ina biyo kuti kwa kwa kumbiri kwa zipel kichwa kuti zinzi na chumi.
So ke aso suha bila kangela bafana kuna kati ke airport.
Ai, uke ili kwa kuna kati ngali ya kwa kuna.
Chuma is saying go Warriors go, but he's skeptical of going to Harare International Airport. He's saying it seems as if people might start soccer nearing there, so he doesn't like politics and soccer. He says soccer is soccer and politics that other side. So he says what Chiongo is saying is not good enough.
Let's go to Tandazani. And Tandazani, we can confirm that I think there are a number of us, the South African Premier League sides that want to sign quite a number of players from Zimbabwe. How significant is this?
That one I can understand, but on my side, I don't like it. Yeah, you know, when they are signing these players, which means the league in Zimbabwe is going down. Yeah, you know, during yesteryears, we used to go and have a lot of good players in Zimbabwe. We were playing their trade in locals. Yeah, I know things are very hard. I think, like in South Africa, yeah, you see Premier Soccer League, they're giving cups every month. I think it's about 1 million rands. Yeah. Each team is getting one on the Premier, on the league is getting 1 million every month. I think even Zifa, they must try to help cups so that they can pay the boys. Yeah, because I think the money is the one which is pushing this boy to come to look for greener pastures. Everybody is looking for greener pastures. But if they can get something at home, I think it was going to be better. The league was going to be more interesting. Yeah, because now if a boy plays nicely at home just for one season, he's going to South Africa, so that is finished. You won't see him anymore. Sometimes you just find him at the poker stores at Luveve, Pumula, Mbare, that side, drinking beer while you think he might be still playing in South Africa. Yeah, I think if it's for Premier League, they must look to this thing and try to chip on to help the clubs. Because there are some clubs, so the economy is very, very low. It's not doing well. So even our footballers, they are suffering a lot. But Zifa and PSL must sit down together and look for the sponsors or whatever, or they can try to generate money on the other way around to help the clubs. Yeah, because for clubs to sustain themselves, because they are paying a lot of money, there's this stadium renting, the police, the sports levy, this and that, is too much for the caps. So they must be helped by the mother ports.
Thank you so much.
So that the league, because if now the league is no longer entertaining. You go to the some games in Zimbabwe, you find there'll be 50 supporters. The whole stadium will be empty. I think there are only 4 to 5 crowd pullers in this. Islanders, Dynamos, Caps United, I think those are three big teams which are being supported in Zimbabwe. Otherwise, the rest is from hand to mouth.
Tony, what is your take on that? Is it good for players to go to South Africa?
Basically, there's nothing that they can do. The local league is not well sponsored. The economy is a little bit depressed. Clubs are not able to pay the players the money that the players really deserve. And there's little investment in football. There's little investment in sport as a whole in Zimbabwe. You realize that. the winning bonus for a player maybe can be about $150 or $200. But yet in South Africa, that player is getting a minimum monthly salary of about 25,000 to 30,000 rand. So really, when these other teams, they come knocking, they say, hey, you come this side, we are going to give you a five-year contract. Fine. The player has got no choice. He has got a family, he has got kids, maybe he's got a wife, he's got a mother, he's got a father, he's got other people that he's looking after. So definitely they'll have to move. But on the other side, we have seen that most of these other players that are signed can say, hurriedly. Mm-hmm. You realize that most of them, they don't last in the South African Premier League. I can give you about five players that were in the starting 11 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
First, George Kovo was signed by SuperSport. Mm-hmm. He didn't last. Lipat Chakoroma went to Free State Stars. He didn't last.
Mm-hmm.
Ovidi Karuru went to Kaizer Chiefs. He didn't last. Michel Katsuairo went to Kaizer Chiefs. He didn't last.
Mm-hmm.
Noxin Chiusa was signed by Bidvest. He didn't last. He was loaned to Golden Arrows.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Hello, Tony.
So at the end of the day, fine. It's all about the money. But is it developing the players? Is it developing the talent? Is it strengthening the national team? Because at the end of the day, these are the same players that we are looking forward to having in the national team, in the senior national team, when we play in the Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers and the World Cup qualifiers. So it's a really dicey situation when it comes to making choices between staying at home and moving to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Can I chip in there?
Yes,
go ahead.
To answer what you are saying, can you see Tendai Ndoro?
Mm-hmm.
Tendai Ndoro was playing for Mpumalanga play cases in the, I can say it's rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
But he was signed by Orlando Pirates. Now when he came to Joburg, he saw the street lights in Joburg and the flats, this and that. Now he's no longer a star.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things which are, I think they're killing our players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they can be put to school to manage their monies or whatever.
Mm.
I don't know what I can say, because it seems it's becoming difficult for them to adjust to life here in Joburg and in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, that's very true. I think it was also happening here. If you look at the National Basketball Association, NBA League,
mm-hmm.
I think there were such problems that players were getting millions and millions of dollars after they retire. They did nothing. So some have introduced accounting courses, management courses, so that they can actually manage their resources. So I think that's something that needs to be introduced in Zimbabwe, you know, at least to ensure that even after retiring or if they are injured, the players have something. Otherwise, there'll be poppers and drinking cotton the body, you see.
Makokova,
but drinking at the Makokova busy.
Yeah.
Not other they won't be drinking beer, they'll be drinking shake.
Yeah. Gibbs.
Yeah, okay. Let me read one or two messages. We've got Martin Siware who says, please, you guys don't forget to call that fake prophet. Yeah, who's the who gave us fake results on Friday? I think we have to look for that guy. Yeah?
Yes, he said we should call him actually.
Yeah, so I've been looking for his number. I can't find it. So then we went to Winnie, who says we're happy about what these guys did.
Mm-hmm.
So congrats to you. Then Max Manyika says congratulations to our Warriors. Ishmael W. Saidi says, oh wow, this is very great for our team. Then what is Smiler Chris, who says being champions is not about youth or seniors. We're in the record books. The guy is defending there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he says poor player management. That's the only problem. So let me go back to you, Tony. When we look at money, now money becomes a problem at times in Zimbabwe. Let me say money is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the payment for the Warriors, are they going to get bond notes or dollars? What's going to happen? What is going to happen?
I'm not sure because the prize money is probably going to be deposited in the South African rand.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to be the US dollars that are going to be deposited into the FIFA account as well. But well, they managed to get the players managed to get the US dollars at the end of the day, or they will just get the bond notes just like everybody else, or.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll end up sleeping in queue.
So now, when we look at
what's going to happen.
Yeah. So when we look at the 500,000 rands, that is the prize money for the Warriors. How good is that kind of money? You know, when you look at the number of players that are in, we're talking about 18 or 23 players, right? And about three coaches. So what happens to the money?
Yeah, the money is leaking. What should happen in such tournament is that prize money really, it should be a percentage that goes to the players. But
mm-hmm.
then at the same time, FIFA must come up with their own structure, with their own sponsors, who are going to say, guys, you go to this tournament, you bring the trophy home, and we are going to give you this match. And that match is not supposed to come from the prize money. It's actually supposed to come from FIFA itself and its own sponsors. Not to say, guys, if you are going to bring 5,000 or 6,000 US dollars, we are going to share 3,000 or 4,000 and the rest is going to go to the association. No, that money is supposed to be sourced by FIFA from other sponsors and maybe from the Minister of Sports and other the corporate sector, especially the mining sector, and rather that is maybe doing a little bit better now. But really, to say the players must get the money from the prize money that they got in South Africa, I think really is unrealistic. I don't think it works out really well. Because if you divide about 5,000 by the number of players and officials that were there and the other board members that also accompany the team, I don't know how much each player is going to get and how much each official is going to get from there.
Uh-huh. So we've got another message from Chris, who is saying, you know, the problem that we have is that most of the players are actually frustrated and they're not sure about their future when they're playing in our local leagues. So the local league is almost dead. So Mbwekwe Mchinika, address vela lapha, bako na makuluma avesiti. The local league, ungani, kaima ote. So, nga kunjalo, ama players, ama nengi. Kwanzani sibili, ala kuchabula. Njalo ala njikini solokuti, impilo yabo, iya ngapi. Akungene, kwa napo mnumza.
Ya, bato nisi, lakota, yungi mdore ikoza, ikonomi edisi.
Mm-hmm.
Economy is it where the uncertainty to every vote. The economy like cause of politics they go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's only balance. The economy is illegal. Very good player. Take for instance the countries like Egypt.
Yeah, but
I'm a player. I'm in Egypt. They are just Vadala local. Lastly, the Algeria Vadala locally. They also used to tell me, I play Algeria and Europe. They are one or two or three, not more than that. But what I want to tell you Zimbabwe, I want to ask you that we say, look, I'm going to achieve this end.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to the house. But I believe it's not that much interesting like before.
Aha.
I said I'm interested. I'm going to go to the game.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Kana uziti kana uchiti ma players are right urureveje ba.
Good talent. Tazo yofanana talent jawapiwa wewe. Good talent atinayo. Atina jete kukua hisa. Hii ni South Africa wanongouya. Ura yo kere yavo nezvina basa better izvambo chinja umwe kokuinda better kuenda kuna Tanzania uko zvinani. They will have good game time yekuti ano improve play yake.
Ungati kudii ne coach coach wa Zimbabwe Warriors Sunday Chitsambo.
Bora rasande riri right yanga sina chete tongoti time yekugadzirira zvimbe yanga sina but Sunday yani light yakanaka pa bora.
Za unopunga kuti angaita coach chaizo we ma Warriors kuchani neku Afcon.
Sunday right. Kuti hai gamwe yevari right zvavo but Sunday ndiye best.
Aha. Hai tinotenda zvikuru kwazvo ba Simba.
Simba. Yebo.
Yeah, thank you. Bye bye.
Yeah, thank you.
So that was Simba in South Africa. I was saying that Sunday Chizambo is one of the best coaches. So he thinks maybe he can even coach in the AFCON and the other tournament. Do you think so, Tony? What should Sunday do? You know, can he just jump into the ship and actually coach the other two squads? Is it possible?
Mina definitely, I would actually prefer him to be coach of all ama national teams. You know, the Costa and also the Chan squad and also the Africa Cup of Nations. Because honestly, ngizim devela ngabuvela inti uzande udlala umthetho. Na ufuna ukuwina bakuthande. Laba abanye bafuna ukudlala ibhola le beautiful ambona ukuthi bazofikisa anywhere.
So we have a chai hlabahlaba silokana ukuthi ungazani kusezikweni he.
Vele uSunday yena he wants to win. If you look at some of the interviews that he had during the Cobra tournament, he said, I came here, I have a target, and we are going to achieve that target, and that's the end of the tournament. You won there, you won the tournament, that's the key. You could learn better, look.
So, visiting our Kalamun Jalo.
I vele hayi ye fine umapheza umapheza lo ramani ba right yes fine but labana ngabe long term because they want to do tactics, they want to do that, they want to do that, they want to do that. But uSunday ngulwana not right madoda ibhora kaliphele nge 90 minutes 33 points kambe kai.
What are your thoughts on that Mkhinika?
Yeah, I think he's all right because after Sunday is a seasoned coach. Yeah, but my main worry is Zifa. I think for the time they must have a planning, especially on school development, soccer and so forth. They start from the ground, from the grassroots level. Yeah, because I think our structures, especially grassroots, don't have juniors. It's rare to find boys playing football being coached by a qualified coach. So I think Zifa must go back to the schools, even the clubs, these senior clubs, they must have juniors. All schools must have a team of soccer, whereby they compete playing for the cup, whether they call it Joshua Mkabu Nkomo Cup or Zimbabwe Cup, whatever, every team. And then we will find that out how football will develop from there.
Certainly, I think that's the way to go. And now, sorry guys, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We take our guest this evening, Tanazani Mkhinekaya, who is a soccer commentator, and Wellington Tony, a soccer analyst based in Bulawayo. Thanks also to our listeners and viewers who actually joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. But before I go, remember to always tune in whenever we're doing some of these programs. So remember that we are on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona, that is Facebook pages. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe. And I wish to say that Blessing Zulu is actually gone somewhere, so don't worry.